The HealthSuck Nation is taking the RCMP to court, arguing that the force's refusal to enforce trespass bylaws is allowing drug dealers and other criminals to operate freely in their community. The lawsuit, filed in BC Supreme Court, claims this failure amounts to discriminatory treatment that violates the HealthSuck's charter rights to equal protection under the law. We are launching this lawsuit to secure equal treatment and enforcement of trespass bylaws by the RCMP, to protect our communities and save lives, said Marilyn Slitt, elected chief of the HealthSuck Nation. Today, when a non-Indigenous municipality, landowner or business requests enforcement of a property law, the RCMP enforces it without question, but when an Indigenous government makes the same request, we are refused. This is racist and discriminatory, and it is putting our lives at risk. The bylaws at the center of the dispute allow the HealthSuck Nation to remove people who have no legal right to be on their reserve lands. People they say include known drug dealers and individuals involved in serious criminal activity. By refusing to enforce these laws, the RCMP is allowing illegal activity to flourish, creating an atmosphere of fear where residents are afraid to report crime, the nation says. Black Press Media has reached out to the RCMP for comment. The lawsuit comes amid a drug crisis in Bella Bella, where the HealthSuck say drug-related violence, addiction, and crime are tearing the community apart. The nation argues that without enforcement of its bylaws, it is powerless to remove individuals who pose a threat to public safety. Grand Chief Stuart Phillip of the Union of BC Indian Chiefs joined the HealthSuck at a press conference, saying this is not just a local issue but a nationwide problem. The RCMP's failure of enforcement is racist and discriminatory, and it violates the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, he said. They have no problem enforcing bylaws to keep non-Indigenous Canadians and businesses safe, but when it comes to Indigenous people, they have an illegal double standard. We stand with the HealthSuck Nation in calling on the RCMP to enforce First Nations bylaws across Canada. The Union of BC Indian Chiefs passed a resolution on February 13, Resolution No. 2025-15. Supporting the HealthSuck's legal action and urging the RCMP to uphold First Nations bylaws. The HealthSuck say that when Indigenous governments ask for enforcement, the RCMP claims bylaws must first be reviewed by RCMP legal services, an excuse they argue does not apply when enforcing similar laws in non-Indigenous communities. The lawsuit argues there is no legal reason preventing enforcement and that the RCMP is choosing to ignore federal laws passed by Indigenous governments. Like other First Nations, the HealthSuck Tribal Council has enacted bylaws under Section 81(1) of the Indian Act, allowing them to govern law and order, prevent disorderly conduct, and remove trespassers. The lawsuit seeks to compel the RCMP to apply the law equally, ensuring Indigenous governments have the same ability as municipalities to protect their communities from crime.